Hello and welcome to the show. On today's episode, we'll talk about former Disney Imagineer Joe Rohde's new job. We'll also talk about a Disney World restaurant that has recently reopened and a character breakfast that's getting ready to. And we'll talk about all that we know about Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary so far. All this and much more on today's show. From points around the state of Florida, this is the Diz Unplugged. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 1116 for February 23rd, 2021. My name is Denny Sunderley, and I am filling in the virtual host chair for Pete Werner. And I'm joined here at the virtual roundtable by my good friends, Jackie Gailey.
Hi, everybody.
Corey Martin.
I'm just happy to be here.
And executive producer, Craig Williams.
Oh, hoy, hoy.
As always, this show is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you enjoy our content, please show your support by booking your next Disney vacation with Dreams Unlimited. You can request your free no obligation quote today by going to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope that your week is off to a great start. And I want to give a shout out to live chat. Hi, guys. I hope that you're well this week. Yay! We're so glad that you're there. And as always, if you enjoy the show, please consider liking it. So hit that thumbs up button and subscribe and hit the notification bell so that you can have the heads up when we have a new video, because it's a bummer to miss out on one of those new videos. So I just want to give a special, it is, Jackie. I want to give a special virtual high five to Corey Martin. It is so good to hear you say, just happy to be here. So what have you been up to, Corey?
Virtual high five, gang. It feels weird, you know, like I'm not going to be able to be Dizbot today in chat. I just have to be me.
Don't tell the secret.
Yeah, I think I'm the only. Yeah, it's crazy. The kids are in school, and the reason we aren't on the show is because Finley's streaming her class. Ferris is in speech therapy right now, so I gave Finley off so I can do this.
Well, we're happy.
I don't want to. It's less about their class getting interrupted, and it's more about this getting interrupted. Yeah. So it's for the good of the show. And also, I haven't been to a park. I mean, so what? I'm kind of out of the know. Is Richard Petty's driving experience still around? Have they finally got rid of that, or is that still around?
Yeah, I hate to break it to you. You think? I mean, you were at Magic Kingdom yesterday, Craig, so you would know best.
It was definitely there. So
it was there. Okay.
Yeah, no. When I drove past, there was a bunch of construction vehicles sitting on it, but it was there. Hmm. It was there.
All right, good. I've been trying to buy tickets forever. No go. Good. But I did want to mention, though, like if I'm going to be on the show, that, you know, a lot of things have changed in my life. I don't drink anymore. Drinking was a big part of Corey. I mean, every Diz event, it was, you know, go drink with Corey. Go do this with Corey. So 2020 was like a great perfect storm for me, you know, coming out of the accident off my, you know, I was on the couch forever. I'm not going to say, hey, Julie, bring me a beer with my pain meds.
That would be bad.
So for me, going back to Disney is going to be like a whole new lens. Going to Epcot without a drink in my hand is going to be very different, but I'm looking forward to it. You know, our kids are getting older, and I don't want them to remember dad smelling like JD. You know, I smell good. I don't want them to remember dad smelling like beer all the time. So I'm looking forward to going back to Disney, looking forward to experiencing everything. You know, rediscovering everything. But I felt like I had to mention that because when we start talking about things like, you know, Big River reopening, well, I don't drink anymore. I get to experience new things. And guess what, y'all?
What, Corey?
Since I don't drink, I like sweets now.
That's crazy.
Like sweets. Like the sweets you like sweets, not only candy sweets. So I cannot wait to go experience some of those things. You know,
yay. That's going to be so much.
That's what
fun
I've been up to.
Cool.
New back.
And we're so, that's just awesome. Thank you for sharing that update and everything. And I can't wait to see what you think about all those suites now that you're going to be in the parks and enjoying them. I mean, eventually we're going to need to know. We're going to need a review.
Well, in the past, I need to get used to the pause. So I'm used to over-talking people.
I'm right there. We're all right there with you, Corey. You go ahead.
Yeah, but I love your Saturday snacks. I've brought Julie in to show her the recipes a couple times. I'm like, just to let you know.
Oh, FYI. That's
Wouldn't
great.
If you wanted if you to make this.
Yes. That's awesome, Corey. We are so glad to have you back on camera.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Very cool. We have so much to cover today. Lots of news to talk about. And the amazing Jackie Gailey has graciously agreed to read the news, which is great because she wrote most of it. And real quick before Jackie starts, I want to mention something because someone asked recently in the comments, how do I see all the articles? Like if I mention an article like Corey mentioned Saturday Snacks or the ones that Jackie's getting ready to read, if you want to read them yourself, head to the Diz. So www.info.com. You'll find all of those articles there. That's a great search function on the Diz. So you can plug in, if you remember a couple of keywords, plug those into the search bar and then you'll be able to find what you're looking for. All right, Miss Jackie, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Right.
All right. So as Jenny mentioned at the top of the show, former Disney Imagineer Joe Rohde has a brand new job. So he announced his retirement originally back in November of 2020, and it's been less than 2 months since he actually retired. It took place on the 4th of January. And so we've all been wondering what he was going to do. And yesterday we found out. So with astronauts arriving at Spaceport America in the near future and in preparation of this first time endeavor of space tourism, Virgin Galactic has brought in Joe Rohde as a strategic advisor to, quote, help design and guide the overall experience journey for future astronauts, friends and family and inspired fans alike. And then I'm going to read you guys a quote. From the press release, Joe will become Virgin Galactic's first experience architect, bringing more than 40 years experience from Walt Disney Imagineering, where he led projects that transformed the image of Disney's iconic experiences and attractions. Rohde is truly a transcendent creator whose design work leverages careful, detailed composition, to create authentic and remarkable experiences. The work he is starting will simulate curiosity, guide the imagination, and anchor the Virgin Galactic customer experience with purposeful and meaning. So, and then he has a video here that he shared where he kind of talks about what he's going to be doing and shares his additional thoughts. And also Amy Jupiter, who is a former Disney Imagineer, and she worked on Disney attractions in areas like Pandora, the World of Avatar, and the Pirates of the Caribbean at Shanghai Disneyland, and she's also at Virgin Galactic. So they are excited to work together again, and not sure that I want to go to space, but I'm pretty excited for him.
Yeah, I don't know about anyone else, but like this is like this. Just of course, Joe Rohde's going to space. Of course he is. Right. Like,
of course he is.
What else? Right. What else would he be doing? What do you guys think about it?
Yeah.
Did y'all watch what his interview or his? I mean, it was amazing. My first thought was, you know, we've heard him talk about Disney repeated, you know, multiple times. But for people who have never heard him speak that passionate about Disney or anything, must have been just like in awe. I was in awe, and I know him, not know him. You know, we go way back. But, you know, but people who were listening to him for the first time, I couldn't help but feel that, you know, they just, how can you not get behind him? And if anybody's going to send me to space, I want him behind the project that's going to do it.
Indeed.
Absolutely. What do you think, Craig? What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's really interesting. You know, it's definitely a big departure. Not saying that in a punny way, but it really is kind of funny in that way. But yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how he, he can use everything that he's learned from Walt Disney Imagineering, and not just Walt Disney Imagineering, but, you know, just his time exploring the world, because like every project he's worked on for Imagineering, it's taken him to all these random places to just become a student of the world. So I can't wait to see how he mm-hmm. is able to apply that into a different company that's not Disney, because, I don't want to keep all of the puns coming, but really the sky is the limit in terms of what he can do with it.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really, it's a cool next step for him. I am still very bitter that he had to take this step at all, because he clearly, even if this is like I want to do one more thing before I'm retiring, that says flat out he was not ready to retire. And I think the writing was all over the wall on that. And none of us actually believed that he was leaving Disney because he no longer cared about the company or was passionate about it. I think it's all very apparent what was going on behind the scenes, but really he just, it's so cool for him. And if I'm lucky enough to have the experience one day to be anything a part of what he's putting himself into with this, then hey, cool for me. And another cool story to go with. So good for him.
I think for somebody that's so creative like Joe Rohde, you know, it's hard to say that maybe he was creatively tapped out at Disney. I mean, it's where he's just like, okay. I mean, he has so much creativity going around in that brain of his. I mean, you just want to explode or just go to space with it. But maybe he just, you know, I could feel that sometimes, feeling boxed in. You know, you just want to explode.
For sure. For like sure. Jackie, any other thoughts from you?
I'm just so thrilled.
Okay.
Really,
but you're not going with Joe to the moon anytime soon, to outer space?
I mean, if they put a Disney park up there,
I'm sure you can see fireworks.
Right. Like, that might tempt me, but I don't think I would still do it, even if they did. So,
Yeah. I don't know. We're watching For All Mankind here in the Sunderly house these days on Apple TV. So it's crazy, all the space stuff that's going on. So, so we wish Joe the very best. That's for sure. And like you said, Corey, his passion, you know, just, it was oozing all over the place in that video, which you can see the video and in the article that just like Jackie just mentioned, but it's just, it, like, okay, so maybe I would go if, like you said, if Joe Rohde's.
Right, if it was him,
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Okay, Miss Jackie, story number two.
So we've got a little combination here for our story number two. There's a couple of restaurants that have reopened at Walt Disney World that I'm kind of excited about. So the first one is the character breakfast at Hollywood Studios, Hollywood and Vine, has the Disney Junior character breakfast, and it's getting ready to open next month on March 22nd. But reservations can be made for dates beginning March 22nd on Friday, February 26th, in just a couple days. So guests will be able to wave and take photos of their favorite Disney Junior characters while dining on an a la carte breakfast. So they're going to have not the buffet. It's going to be an a la carte breakfast where you can choose from half a dozen or so different items. And I'm not going to bore you with all of those right now. You can go check out the article on the disc, wdwinfo.com, for that article. And just keep in mind, when you are making reservations for that, the reservation for dining is not the only thing that you need to get into Hollywood Studios. You have to have a reservation to get into Hollywood Studios through the Disney Park Pass reservation system. So you have to have that. It's a requirement. And dining reservations can be made up to 60 days in advance. So just keep that in mind. It used to be 180. I haven't heard whether or not they're going to go back to that 180 days, or, I mean, I kind of like the 60 days. I think it's kind of cool. So,
yeah. I think with the park pass system in place, I think we're going to be at 60 days for the foreseeable future. I could be really wrong,
I feel but that I think, way.
I think the two are going to kind of go hand in hand on this. And I, for one, as far as the character breakfast is concerned, like I know that you went to the Chef Mickey's new iteration of Chef Mickey's, Jackie, but, and you enjoyed it. I've been to, it wasn't a breakfast, but Beer Garden and the new, hey, you bring all the food to my table and I don't have to move and I still get the same delicious food and the music. Yes, please. I'd love that and more. So, so I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
For me, I can really care less about this location in general, but I think anytime, you know, Disney is announcing something that's reopening, it's one step closer to normalcy. So I'm good with anything they reopen, whether I hate it or love it. I mean, go for it. Somebody loves it.
Yep, they do. And you know what? Disney Junior characters are a really big deal when you have little kids. And so I was just sort of perusing a little bit through the Facebook comments on this article, and people are giving me a hard time for using the word favorite on these two restaurant reopening articles. And it's really funny to me because it's a favorite to someone for sure. And so, you know, Disney Junior is a big deal when you're a little kid. It is fun. And those characters are your whole world. I mean, my kids grew up with the Wiggles. And if they would have seen the Wiggles at a Disney park, they would have lost their minds. So it's all about what's important to families. It's what's important to your family. And so this is definitely a favorite restaurant for a lot of families out there with little kids. And I can't wait to hear how the food is, because I know that a lot of people don't like the food at Hollywood and Vine. I've eaten there a couple times and have never had taken issue with any of their food there. But, you know, that's just me. I'm not terribly picky, I guess. But the a la carte is going to be something brand new for them. So it'll be interesting to see how it is. So
absolutely. Yeah. I can't wait to check that out. All right. Yeah, so we've got a part definitely. B of this.
We do. So for part B, Big River Grill and Brewing Works, located on Disney's Boardwalk, has reopened its doors after being closed since mid-March of 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So the beloved table service restaurant has been a fan favorite for years and is a great place to enjoy a microbrew along with some good old American pub food. The views can't be beat either. Love that Crescent Lake view. So there's plenty of outdoor seating available too. And you can, you know, they don't require reservations. In fact, I don't think that they take reservations, if I remember correctly. But
I don't remember 100%.
I just went for the beer.
Yeah, I only ever
I just went for the beer. They never took reservations for beer.
Actually, also, anytime I ever wanted to go to Big River, it was never busy enough to need reservations. So it's just it's never come up in my experience. But
yeah,
it's just me.
I think a lot of people would take the boat over from Epcot sometimes and just go, you know, have lunch on the boardwalk and kind of walk around and peruse a little bit. And I referenced in this article, Denny did a great article the other day about what is currently open or closed on the boardwalk. So if you are wanting to go visit the boardwalk, you can check out that article and see what's going on there currently. So
thanks. Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. On Thursday night, just being there and watching the lights come on around the boardwalk after I was finished up with the article, and more, it was more crowded on the boardwalk than I have seen it since reopening of parks and resorts, like big time. And a manager was putting out the little A-frame sandwich board signs, reminding everybody to wear their masks and to keep physical distancing in mind, all that type of thing. But there was a marked difference between the amount of people who are there now and what was there before. So I completely understand why they reopened Big River. They just need another option around there for people who just want to swing in and grab a burger or something.
Yeah. Awesome. Just typical pub food, you know. It's, I mean, it's a fun place. And I mean, I guess I must have a lot of people in my circle of friends who love it. So everyone I know is just talking about it and so excited to have it back. So
I wonder if they I wonder if they're going to do the beer tours like they used to. I wonder if they're going to change that policy. I mean, everybody with germs and everything like that.
Yeah, I would imagine, like we're seeing with a lot of tours on property, I would imagine that's going to be kind of on the back burner for now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, having people kind of in close quarters, getting through a you know, a brewery.
That right. If you're sitting, at that bar and you look past those, that glass and you see a whole family with masks on touring, I don't know.
may not be good. May not be. All right. Miss Jackie, our last story, please.
All right. So additional details have been released regarding Disney World's 50th anniversary celebration. So Disney treated us to some additional information regarding their plans for the celebration of Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. The world's most magical celebration will kick off on October 1st, 2021, and will last for 18 months. Cinderella Castle will be decorated with ornaments, a special anniversary crest, and gold bunting. At night, the castle will appear to be covered in pixie dust. Mickey and Minnie's costumes for the big anniversary will feature varying shades of iridescent, purple, and teal fabric. Like Craig mentioned the other day in his video, they've coined their new word, iridescent, E-A-R. So cute.
I love it. That's so corny. I love it.
Yeah. It is so corny. Yeah. It's my favorite.
These are the things I say at home that make Finley just roll her eyes at me. I never, ever have to remember how old I am because Finley will always remind me. And she will always remind me of how corny I am. Oh, Dad.
Like, dad, you know that was jokes.
Funny,
Finley.
You know that was funny. I have a goal, like at least 5 dad jokes a day. You got, awesome. I'm going to land one.
Hey, it's good to have goals.
Mm-hmm. It is. Especially ones that embarrass your kids.
Yeah. I'm gonna steal iridescent because I don't think she heard that one yet. But I'm gonna steal that one, and then I'm gonna make her believe that I thought of that idea. At least until she's 13.
Anybody can do it. It's you. That's so fun. So not only are they gonna have iridescent outfits, but they're gonna have gold shoes and bows for the golden anniversary. So. Nice touches there. Now, each park icon will become a beacon of magic, is what they're calling them, as they receive a new look via projection technology for the occasion. At night, the Tree of Life will appear to be covered with glimmering fireflies, and special new touches will come to Hollywood Studios' Tower of Terror as well. And the lighting effects for Spaceship Earth is going to be bent to resemble a starry night, and it will be permanent. Which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. So today's details are in addition to the sneak peek preview that we received the night before. And it just they just gave us like little bits and pieces of possible projections. So we had to wait a whole day for the full pictures. But I think it was worth the wait. And I'm excited for these little details that they've shared with us.
So, and I'm glad that I'm glad that they are leaving it. I mean, you know how hard it is to take lights off your house. I mean, I have a neighbor that still has Christmas lights on their house. I'm glad they're leaving this. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, Epcot, it's going to really, really, really make that park like just so impactful at night when you walk into it. I mean, it's one of the few things I was able to gush about it when I talked about on a news video. It's like with the fountain redone at night with the lights on, it looks so cool. But then when you're going to have Spaceship Earth also then come to life with these extra lights too, there's no way it's not going to just be stunning. I mean, it was already pretty when they just shone lights on the side of it that were multicolored. I mean, as simple as that is, it still looked good. But now taking it to the next level, I think that's going to be really, really effective. And the only one that I'm kind of, besides Magic Kingdoms, that I'm kind of like not really sold on, really, it's mostly Animal Kingdoms, only from the fact that it doesn't seem like too much of a departure already from the Tree of Life Awakenings right. each night. So it just feels like it's kind of one of those things, like they're going to add extra lights up in the tree maybe than what was there before or versus mm-hmm. right now. But it feels like it's just going to be more of what's already happening there. And as for Tower of Terror, I feel like they don't even have an idea of what they're actually going to do with it right now. So they're just like, it's going to receive exciting new upgrades for Beacons of Magic, because I'm looking at it and it's like, okay, well, it's definitely lit up and there's definitely some gold and sparkles and some shiny stuff. You know, the stuff that Jackie loves, the stuff that Jackie lives for. But I don't understand how it's bringing this attraction. Like, if I don't understand how it's becoming a beacon of magic, and I feel like maybe they aren't quite sure all that they're going to do with it yet. I still don't know why they didn't take the chance to light up Runaway Railway more. I mean, the Chinese Theater is more prominent, more in that guest mind's eye than ever since way back in the day before the ear hat and for the sorcerer hat. And like, take advantage of that now. It's there. Use it. But you know what? I'm not an Imagineering. I don't make those choices, but that's just what I would have chose. But hey, it's not my job.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think it almost looks a little Mission Breakout-ish a little bit with, you know, just the different colors that are going on all over it. That's what I thought of when I saw it. But I did see someone on social media pointed out that the HTH emblem is at the top of the tower. So Hollywood Tower Hotel, which is something that is personally something that I love about that overlay. What do you think, Corey?
Well, I've seen what they can do with the projections. So it's really up to the, you know, how creative can they get with it? I nothing's going to top the castle to me, to be honest, or the spaceship Earth. So everything else is secondary to me, to be honest.
You know, those swirls on the little, I'm at a loss for what
the spires.
Yes. Spires. Thank you. They remind me of the swirls on the hat at the Disneyland Resort. So just when you are leaving, you're walking from the Disneyland Hotel and you're heading to the downtown Disney district, and the hat has those swirls around it. And that's what those swirls remind me of. And it just warms my heart. I love it.
What's your favorite part of what's been announced so far, Jackie?
I think Cinderella Castle, all the decorations that are going to be adorning it. It just makes it, I love castles, obviously, because I'm ridiculous. I'm okay with that, though. Embrace my ridiculousness. And so I'm just really excited to see all the little bits and pieces. And what they've already shown is beautiful. And I'm sure that there's things in that rendering that we're going to see in real life that you can't quite see in the picture. So I'm just really excited to soak in all of those details and see what else there is. So, because it looks just gorgeous and magical. And I hope that pixie dust actually flies around the castle, because I will melt into a puddle if that happens.
I like how understated the castle is. It's like they could have definitely gone a lot more crazy for 50th anniversary. Like, again, not
like a cake. Just,
well, they could have went with like the cake, I pointed it out in the video I did with the 50th anniversary of Disneyland, where they decorated Cinderella Castle. I mean, it seems like the crest for our 50th is smaller than what they had on Cinderella Castle back then for that celebration. But granted, back then they weren't doing as much projections and stuff. So that also,
are you talking about the, it was like a window, right?
It was the stained glass. Yeah. That rotated to show all the different parks.
It was massive though. Yeah. I look back at that and proportionally to the castle, it looked massive.
Yeah.
This is more proportion. It doesn't feel so front heavy.
Exactly. And they really, I feel like they kind of nailed the scope of what is enough without going over the top. And I think it's going to look great in person. I mean, anything's going to look better than Stitch toilet papering the castle at the same time, too, because that was also one of the great looks for the castle over the years. But I
still have photos of that somewhere. I think Bob took them.
Yeah, that's I would
probably a computer that I have a missing Bitcoin on.
That was the complete wormhole that I went down, was looking through all of the old Diz photos that we have done our best to hide over the past years. Like, no one wants to remember these memories. So let's just bury them as far as we can. And it was fun discovering some of them. But
sounds like a good throwback Thursday on the Diz account.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So people are going to want
that. Stitch did that.
You don't know that? Yeah. When Great Escape,
even the signs, up. Everything.
Oh yeah.
He put graffiti.
And what everywhere. He took over the monorail for, like, that was at least, it felt like a year, maybe longer, that he would spiel on the monorail. Am I just making this up? Is this like a Mandela effect thing happening now?
We didn't have vlogs back then, Craig. We don't know.
We were
so primitive.
I feel like I remember Stitch coming on and, like, as if he took over the monorail. Maybe I am just making that up in my head completely, but
we believe you. We believe you, Craig.
I will wait till someone in chat hopefully confirms it, so I don't feel like I'm going crazy, because that's the last thing I need. But I'm going to throw out Mickey and Minnie's costumes. You know, people want Pete here to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. I hate this. I don't like these costumes at all. Mm-hmm. They are just not doing it for me in any way, shape, or form.
And what would you do?
I don't know. I'm not an Imagineer. I'm not a designer. I have said before, I have trouble dressing myself daily. So I just know that I don't like anything about it. And
not Minnie's ruffles.
Definitely not the ruffles.
I'll tell you what, Craig. I think if they were going for something to design and have Mickey and Minnie match the castle, I think they succeeded, because this is during the day. So at night, you know, the castle is going to be all lit up. So how do you bring that sort of shininess to a daytime costume? You add stuff like iridescence to it. I don't have a problem with it, to be honest. I think it kind of goes with the whole celebration. Is it over? Oh, extreme? Kinda. Yeah. But so is Disney.
Yeah.
We're looking at a mouse, for God's sakes.
That's true.
This is all that matters in the world right now. COVID-19 over, gone. All the problems in the world, none of that matters. The only thing that matters right now is what four slightly middle-aged people who are white have to say about Mickey and Minnie, two fictional characters that are
like that gold.
That's all. This is big. That's all that matters. So forget about everything else that's going wrong with the world. Only this.
I had to play devil's advocate there, Craig.
No way. No, I appreciate it, but you're wrong. So.
I agree with Corey.
I'm only right when I'm wrong. I know.
I agree with you, Corey, because we have talked about in person how those turrets change from purple to blue to, you know, well, it goes from blue to purple and then a deeper shade of purple as the day goes on. It depends on how the sun is hitting it. So they themselves, the paint that's used on those turrets is iridescent. So it makes sense that those costumes would be too. I just like the gold shoes. I like that they gave them that cute little touch. I think it's cute.
Well, they needed gold in there because 50th is the golden anniversary. Yes. And that's what I think I would have hoped for a little bit more of the gold. Like, you can't just replicate what they did for Disneyland's 50th, because they put Mickey in the solid gold tuxedo for that one. It looked like Corey going to one of his, the walking one that he does where they wear
it. Craig, well, maybe that's it. I think you just hit the nail on the head. Why? I don't think this is so loud, because I've been louder. I mean, when you spray paint your Converse gold and then you sprinkle glitter on them while they're still wet, I mean, that's a little extreme. I will tell you my favorite costume that Mickey and Minnie dress up, it's during Easter. I love their Easter costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Simple over pastels. Anything else, over Christmas, over Halloween, I love Easter for some reason.
Yeah, they're cute. What I'm liking about the celebration is the fact that it is, like all good Disney World celebrations, it's going to last for 18 months. And so people who are afraid that, or were afraid that they couldn't get here in October, or they don't feel comfortable with traveling quite yet, that kind of thing, they can kind of rest assured that they can still take part in the celebration. So for me, I was really excited about that. I was here for the 25th anniversary. So my family, our little family of three, and grandma and grandpa walked into the Magic Kingdom. And this is before, you know, all the social media, everything. We walked into the Magic Kingdom and looked down Main Street, and there was that cake, that cake sitting there, and going, what? Okay.
What happened?
I didn't see this one coming, but we kind of went, you know what? Okay, whatever. And we went on about our business.
That was my entire college program. That was my entire college program castle. Wow. It was there the whole time. All my college program photos on my little disposable camera.
I never That's saw awesome. It. Yeah. I wanted to. I was so jealous that my best friend growing up, they went and like they brought us back a magnet of it. And it's like, how could I have not seen this in person? And so, yeah, it's always been one of my biggest regrets that we traveled on the even years. So like 92, 94, 96. So we missed the year that did we? No, I definitely never saw it in person.
Yeah, because that was 97 when we were here.
I think we should start back from 90 and just start working our way up.
Yeah, I think we came right. We traveled in summer of. Now I don't know. Maybe I got the years wrong that we used to come on vacation, which is also very possible.
You need to reference your diary.
Listen, I
tell you what, between this and Stitch on the Monorail, Craig, I think we need an intervention here or something.
Okay.
Do you even go to the parks, Craig?
No, I don't. I literally sit at home and I just complain about them on Twitter. I don't actually go.
Never been there.
Someone confirmed that Stitch did take over the Monorail audio for me there, but yeah, I don't. I think I need to quit drinking too, Corey, because clearly my brain's just not into this anymore. I'm just losing it all here. But I really wanted to see the cake castle. I was so bummed out that I didn't get to see that. I mean, it's iconic now. It's epic. Like it one is. Of the weirdest.
I have plenty of photos that I got developed at Walgreens. You can see.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was a sight to behold. For sure. As far as the Beacons of Magic are concerned, like especially Epcot, looking at what's going to happen with Spaceship Earth, I like that it's going to resemble a nighttime sky. I like that they're playing with all the angles. It ties into what we see inside the attraction with the star field as we begin the descent, of the attraction. So I like that there's that little bit of tie-in. And like you said, Craig, like it's already beautiful. It's hard to not stop and take a picture of Spaceship Earth every single time I'm walking out of the park at night. Like I have a gajillion pictures of this thing, but it's just so beautiful against the black night sky. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine what it's going to look like once the lighting is installed and is in. And of course that showpiece of a fountain is just, it's just magnificent. So,
okay. I'm just going to take us off. Okay. Yeah. Yes, someone confirmed it. The cake castle started in 1996, but in October, I would have came in either June or July. So we're making sense of all this. I'm sorry. This should have been an off the rails episode right here with just this conversation, but I apologize for derailing us one more time there.
No, it's all fine. Good. Craig confirming
if you see my lighting change, because I have a window right here that I'm unable to cover, and like the sun is just moving this way. So sometimes I'm dark, sometimes I'm not.
Perfect. Yeah, the audio audience really complains about that all the time.
Yeah.
How our lighting changes. Lighting.
Oh, y'all need to start watching.
Awesome.
That happens to me too. We have a gigantic window, and I can't do anything about the upper part of it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Denny, get us back on the rails.
I know.
Get us back.
Well,
get us back.
And I was going to mention one last thing, because I know some people were like, oh, I really want fireworks back. We all want the fireworks back. We do. And if Disney could have announced that the resumption of fireworks on Friday morning, they absolutely would have. I was talking with Jackie on Thursday night after the whole video thing, their teaser that they put out Thursday night. I'm thinking there's just no way there's nothing huge that they can announce. So we've got costumes, we've got some projection overlays, some new lighting, and
I know.
It is what it is. Like that's all we can get.
So. I know something new.
Oh, what? What?
I know something new, Denny, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, come on, what are they going to do about the cupcakes?
Oh,
you know they're going to have a cupcake.
That is going to be.
Should
so
I throw
great.
In now that I also eat donuts now? Should I?
I know? Love.
I feel left out. Yeah. Now. Yeah. So. But, yeah.
Is if it, you were going to throw my... it, is the Diz back the donut information station?
It's back.
Ooh, where's Dizbot?
It's happening.
I had to get the donut zing in there, and that was the only way to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Real
quick, because now you are on board with the baked goods and the sweets, Corey, what is your favorite donut?
I'm chocolate covered. I don't like anything that has like jelly or cream. I'm still like, it's still texture, you know? Chocolate covered donuts. I tell you what. My dad always sends us a king cake. And I think I posted this on my Instagram, a photo of it. Like you have to go order one. Well, you know, usually I dip into it. This thing was gone within 24 hours. It gets to the point now where like Finley and Ferris and Julie, they all have to like cut their pieces first. Like, all right, dad, this is the rest for you. Everybody's calling dibs on sweets now. Like once a Pop-Tart box is open, I mean, it's game on. So.
I love this. Is so much fun, Corey, that you like sweets now.
I know. I'm loving it too.
I'm almost blushing. It's so different, you know.
That's awesome.
It's different.
And if anyone is lost on this whole donut information station and donut chat, go a couple weeks back on the Tuesday show. We got to talking about donuts, and then we talked some more about donuts last week. So anyhow, very cool. Very cool. Anything else about the 50th that anybody wants to say real quick?
No? Can't wait to see what else.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be more. Yeah. There's going to be more.
If this was it. I think there would be just an absolute riot. You know what? Let's forget Harmonious. Let's forget it all. We're going to give you some lights at night. We're going to give Mickey and Minnie and Pals some costumes, and you're going to pay us extra money. And then you're going to say thank you on the way out. Perfect.
That's a winning combination. That is a day.
That's so
all
funny.
Right. Real quick, any housekeeping for anybody at all?
Are we going to a new topic? Because I can talk for days.
Oh my goodness. We're going to go on to a new topic in just a second, for sure. I just wanted to give a shout out to the Saturday Snacks readers who are out there. And I should have said this last week, but we celebrated our 1 year anniversary a week and a half ago. And it was so much fun to get to do that with everybody who reads Saturday Snacks. And it's incredibly, it's so much fun, and it's very humbling that anybody would stop their day and read a bunch of words and me rambling about either successfully making a recipe or not making a recipe successfully at all. So thank you for doing that.
I wanted to say this, Denny. Oh, I'm sorry. While you're on Saturday Snacks, that while you know, I think it's very comforting that you're so consistent with it, that you stay consistent with it. Consistency isn't always our best thing here at the Diz. Just it's the way it. I mean, we move so many different directions, but to have something consistent that people can look forward to, congrats! I mean, you really do an awesome job at that.
Yes, Corey, thank you. Appreciate that.
I love reading it, even though it's like sometimes I see the title and I'm like, oh, I couldn't possibly make that, whatever it is.
Yes, you can.
Denny made this beautifully. I couldn't possibly do it, but I still want to read that article because I want to read the story. And that's the part that hooks me in. every single week is your story. You were literally standing in your kitchen. We're watching you mix this stuff up. We're watching you do everything. You're explaining it along the way and your thoughts. And it's such a great read for a Saturday morning. It's the best.
Yeah. I want to buy a mixer just to have one. I mean, because it looks cool on your countertop. Oh,
it does. We we did that for Black Friday this year, and it was one of the best decisions we've ever made because it makes our kitchen look amazing. We've used it once. It's perfect. It's the exact thing. It's the exact reason why people buy the KitchenAid stand mixer. And so if you click on the link I'm going to put in, it's going to go to my affiliate page on Amazon. Yeah. I may receive partial credit for it. But no, I'm not actually doing
that. That's awesome. But you look good having your KitchenAid mixer on your counter, Greg. I'm sure.
Oh, we got the Target exclusive edition that was from the Chip and Joanna Gaines, who I just despise so much, but the color is like the right green that really brings the kitchen all together. I just cannot stand them as people, just like many people can't stand me as people, but the KitchenAid mixer looks amazing. KitchenAid mixers. Everyone should have one.
Oh my gosh. Well, after this whole COVID situation is over, Denny and I are going to make Saturday snacks in a villa one of these days, and we're going to have our KitchenAid mixers right there.
That would be so great. I would just love that. I would love that. But thank you, Corey. And thank you, Jackie. It's so sweet. And thanks for nothing, Craig. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for the KitchenAid mixer plug. I appreciate that. It's so much fun getting to make stuff every week. And it's so stressy when it doesn't come out right. And my husband has to do an intervention and say, Denny, remember, you are not a professional chef. You are not. It's okay that it doesn't turn out when it doesn't turn out. So it's good. It's therapeutic. And speaking of my husband, just personally, he has a big birthday coming up on Sunday. So I just wanted to wish him a happy early birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Yay. Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday. Anybody else have anything housekeeping?
No.
Oh, what I did want to say real fast?
Yeah.
Just a real quick one. Magic Candle Company has extended their free shipping, you guys. And so we don't know when it's going to end, but take advantage of it while you can, because their minimum shipping charge was like $8.95. So I don't know about you guys, but when I want to order something online, if I have to pay that much in shipping, sometimes it prevents me from placing that order. So I'm petty, but free shipping is a big deal. So if you want magic candles, I mean, it is $9. You can practically get a whole half a candle for that.
I bought a Sam's premium membership just for free shipping. Do you know they put a minimum on how many boxes of Airheads you can buy? So I have Airheads for days and also Q-tips. If anybody needs Q-tips, this is the house, I'm telling you. But anyway.
Oh my gosh. You're going to have no teeth left in your head.
Yeah.
It was free shipping. That's why I did it. You know, it's amazing how much you'd spend to get something for free.
That's good. That's true.
I think that's the true Disney experience. But I just want to give a shout out to our audio listeners real quick before we leave this here. If you have any time, please go on and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if that's how you're getting your podcasts. And I believe I now have tried to cover every single platform that podcasts are on. But if it's still missing from your favorite platform, please let me know so that way I can make sure it all gets added. Like, I did not have Pandora on my radar, and theirs takes 4 to 6 weeks to process, so that's going to take a while. But please let me know if I'm missing one that I haven't thought of before. And but yeah, leave that feedback, even if it's if it's negative, I'm the only one who reads it, and if it's positive, I'll share it with people. So please remember
to
do that.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Real quick, let's go around the horn and say one Disney thing that we are excited about these days that we would recommend to other people, or maybe a cautionary tale if you have one of those. So Jackie, can you go first?
I can. I was just trying to remember. I thought of mine earlier, and then I forgot what it was.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes. Let someone else go. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, all right. Excellent. Real quick on mine, it's the do not sleep on Trattoria Al Forno's garlic bread. If you go to Trattoria Al Forno, one of the two. If you go, it's magnificent. The people there, I said it in the article last week about the boardwalk. Fantastic. So, Fabiana, our server that we've now had three times, and she is magnificent at the Trattoria. She said, we've got garlic bread. It's a special app that they'll do from time to time. It's $12. And the first time we said no. And this past Thursday, we said yes. And we were so glad we did. This is the garlic bread, this picture that you were looking at. So it is a little loaf of fresh bread that they have topped with cheese and allowed it to melt and get nice and crunchy. And they've put freshly grated parm on top, and has parsley like crazy. And it is sitting in a pool of their Sunday gravy. Their Sunday gravy is so, so good. So please I cannot more highly recommend this appetizer. The next time that you are at Trattoria Al Forno at Disney's Boardwalk, please, please, please order this and then let me know what you thought, because I would like to have one right now. So, Corey, what about you? What are you excited about these days?
Well, all right. I can't really recommend anything. I haven't been to a park.
That's okay.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been. I mean, obviously you see the bikes in the background, and sorry, Disney fans, put your pitchforks away. I'm going to mention Universal. I'm currently building a legit old school real parts bike from E.T., the 1982 Kuwahara that was featured in the movie. I'm rebuilding it I'm sourcing all the legit parts. So in my next bike project, I'm currently gathering inspiration from all different Disney sources to recreate like a Disney themed bike. Bicycle could be something old school, like from the old school cartoons or something like that. But those are the kind of things I'm doing to keep myself connected. Disney's Plus stays in our house here. So I'm more hands-on with stuff. So I'm building some bikes.
That is fantastic. What's your favorite bike that you've built so far?
I built the Saints bike behind me. It's a 1987 Pro Freestyle Tour team model. I built it from the ground up. With a Saints black and gold theme. I was hoping it would bring some luck for the Super Bowl, but it's just, I'm still working on it. All these bikes are all work in progress. They're art to me. You know, it's art. It's a new way of building art instead of painting.
That is,
and it's away from the computer. It pulls me away from the computer. We're still quarantining here. We don't really, you know, our kids are in school here. For Ferris's safety, we don't really go anywhere. So I have to keep myself from going completely stir crazy and pull myself away from this computer just for my own sanity. And the way I'm doing that is garage time.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, you really are an artist no matter what your medium is. So that's incredible, Corey. Yeah, you got it. You got it. Gregory, what are you excited about these days?
I'm not truly excited about anything, but I did want to give a plug out to our... No, I'm not. Today's not the day for me to be excited about anything. So I'm just...
Craig, you please play along?
No, I have been... I am... This... Not only have I been dealt with every technological issue this episode, just me, no one else. Everyone else has been patient waiting on me, but I don't have a working keyboard right now. I had to pull a random mouse. I went to try to plug in a keyboard, a wired keyboard, while Jackie was reading the first news story, and a message popped up. This device cannot be used with your computer. I'm using a Mac keyboard with a freaking Mac, and it's saying I can't use it. So I'm like, I don't even know what to do with myself technologically, and then everything else that's just going on with me. I'm so proud to be the most hated person on the internet today. it's just everything is grand, but I do want to give a plug. I didn't release it until way late last night just because I was making my Monday video in the park at Magic Kingdom on Monday, and then took a while to edit and finally upload on the Diz channel. And that was where I went around and I checked some of the wait times to see how accurate they were in the Magic Kingdom compared to the posted times. I chose one attraction in each of the different lands. And with that, I then, you know, I waited in line for all of them. And so I think we've done a good enough job of saying that since the parks have reopened, that the wait times have always been overposted. And that obviously hasn't just changed overnight or anything, but it's kind of wild to see how much it varies based on attractions. So definitely go give it a watch. And I even put in, I put in chapters, so that way if you only want to just watch the rides and you don't necessarily care about everything else with it, it's a nice way to virtually watch some of the attractions. And yeah, and that being said, with this too, with the shows, I know that's a big complaint from a lot of people with our shows, is that they don't want to skip around, or they want to skip around to the stuff they only care about, not watch the whole thing. Craig, if anyone ever wants to...
I want to skip around.
I know, me too.
Skip right past Craig.
If anyone ever wants to help us out by, you know, writing down the timestamps of when everything is, I can add that into the description, and then we'll add chapters to it. And I can't... With my setup, I can't do it while it's happening live, so I would have to go back and rewatch it, and I don't have an hour plus a lot of times to do that. So
it's, ain't got time for that.
Yeah. So no. That's it. That's what I'm digging today, Denny.
Awesome. Well, you did a great job with that video, Craig. I liked how there was a little bit of you and then a little bit of the attraction, so that, you know, whatever, if you were there just, you know, to hang out with you for a little bit virtually during the day, you got a little bit of you. If you were there because you were just missing your favorite attractions, you got that too. So yeah. It was like the best of both worlds.
Well, thank you, Dan.
I live vicariously. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm kind of representing everybody that can't go to the parks too. So I'm learning from, you know, my own site here that I work for. It's like, whoop.
Oh,
it's great.
I love that. It's it's going to be fun to watch you when it's time, when you feel like you could get back to those parks, Corey. It's going to be a lot of fun to kind of, you know, yep, follow just, you, you know, along.
We're just being patient. You know, we're just being patient right now.
Yeah, totally understandable. That's right. All right. Anything else before we sign off for today? Anybody have anything? All right. We're going to go ahead and close it out then. Thank you so much, Jackie and Corey and Craig, for being on the show today. I appreciate that very much. And thank you to all of you who have watched or are listening. Like always, if you have any comments, any questions you want to ask us, please let us know in the comment section below. We definitely would love to interact with you in that way. And as always, please make sure again to like and subscribe. We hope you guys have a great week. Take care. Bye.